Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am. I'm over the age of 18, and yes, I am registered to vote in Ohio.
Thank you so much. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm certain. I'm pretty certain that I will vote, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age?
I'm 66 years old. I'm 66.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I guess I would be white, Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
No, I'd say probably about 5 or 6, no more so than any other year.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And starting with Sherrod Brown as senator, do you approve or disapprove?
Nope. Don't really know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, thank you so much.
If you were to walk into the room, I wouldn't even know who he was, so I have no idea.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Yeah, I like Marcy Kaptur, yes. I would be positive. I don't think she's my congresswoman, though. I think I live outside her district. But yeah, I like her. I live in Toledo.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say, well, Marcy Kaptur, I don't think she's my representative, so I really can't say.
So you approve or disapprove her job?
Okay, I guess I would approve.
Approve, and would you say that you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And now Joe Biden as president.
Can't say that I cannot approve of him at all. Not at all.
So would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump as former president?
I would have no idea. Probably minorly disapprove. Disapprove, but not strongly.
So would you say somewhat disapprove, maybe?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Joe Biden, would you say that he is favorable or very or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Which one?
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
For who?
For Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And now, the Democrats in Congress, for you, is favorable or unfavorable?
I guess unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. And now, First Energy?
Don't really know them.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
I'd say unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And Marcy Kaptur?
Favorable.
somewhat favorable or very favorable, would you say?
Very, very favorable. I like her, yes.
Thank you so much. And now, Republicans in Congress.
Unfavorable, but somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And Derek Marin?
Don't know him.
Don't know. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I would probably favor Democrat.
Democrat. And would you say Democrat or lean Democrat?
Lean Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I'm leaning toward Kennedy.
For Robert. And would you say Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or lean Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Leaning Kennedy.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would probably vote Trump.
And would you say Republican Donald Trump or lean Republican Donald Trump?
Just lean
okay.
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
And would you say Democrat or lean Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Just lean Democrat.
Lean Democrat. Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Would you say Democrat or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Lean Democrat.
Thank you so much. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
I say there is a chance, yes.
There is a chance. Okay, thank you so much.
I'd have to do some research to find out who that person is, though, because I don't recognize that person.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
It doesn't change my opinion.
It doesn't. Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. And now, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. After hearing this, would you say that is for you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, or would you say that is more likely or is not true?
Makes no difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. And now, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely to vote for her? Somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or do you think it's not true?
I say not. Does not make an opinion. Does not change my opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, now, Derek Merrin wrote a bill that would define the crime of quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely for you to vote for her? Somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No difference. It would not change my opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. And the same, would you say that for you it's much less likely to vote for that, for her? Somewhat less likely, no difference, is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
That would not change my opinion.
All right, thank you so much. And now, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin socked extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. And the same, for you it's much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And by last, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. And would you say it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for Merrin?
It doesn't change my opinion. I don't even know who this Merrin guy is.
Okay,
I'd have to investigate it for myself. I'm not going to go by what other people say by him.
Okay, thank you so much.
So no difference, yeah.
On this case, I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Well, I would prefer Kaptur just because I know her better than I do Merrin. I have no idea who Merrin is, and I know Marcy Kaptur when I lived in Toledo, and I thought she did a really good job. Like I said, as far as I know, she's not my congressperson. I don't live in her district anymore.
Okay, and would you say Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Yeah, okay,
or heavy, yeah.
Okay, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 87% of the survey. There is just a few questions, and we will be finished. And I really thank you so much for your time. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
I don't know who he is. I know nothing about him.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. This is associate degree or is advanced degree? I think
advanced degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican,
yes.
an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Democrat.
And would you think that you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat, but more Democrat than anything.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? For you, is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not at all important.
Thank you so much. And if in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. Okay, and in that way, we are concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.